presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
The X-4 calling control tower. The X-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, ever since the war ended, we've been getting word from the Air Force about all the new developments they've been working on. I've told you about many of them. And now I want to talk about current and future plans in aviation research. On top of the long list is work that's being done right now on altogether new and different weapons that Germany started planning during the war. And if we hadn't licked them in time, the Nazis might have gotten a chance to use them on us. One of the ex-German secret weapons the Army Air Forces is experimenting with is a guided anti-aircraft rocket. You may have read something about guided missiles in your comic books, but believe me, they're really here. Attached to certain kinds of fuses, these rockets will follow a plane around in the sky until it hits it. Well, with that kind of anti-aircraft defense, mass bombing raids will end up with most of the bombers being shot down. You can see why it's lucky for us the Germans weren't able to perfect the rockets. While the war was on, American scientists were working around the clock to catch up with Nazi discoveries. Now we've got all of their secrets, and we've perfected them, so now they're better than before. Our scientists have been going over the V-1s and V-2s that the Germans used in the war. You can be sure that when they get through, America will have better rockets with longer ranges. Besides rocket warfare, our Air Force's engineers and technicians are carefully studying jet propulsion and developing newer ships to streak through the skies. In just a few minutes, I'll have more exciting information on the Army Air Force's research program, so don't forget to listen! And now to our story. A dirty, dingy street lined on one side with old, weather-beaten frame buildings, and on the other by the dirty black waters of the harbor, lapping against the barnacle-encrusted pilings of deserted wharves. And over all, a lonely, ghost-like air of desolation, punctuated by the occasional mournful blast of a boat whistle. This is the Tampico waterfront in the dead of night. In the window of one of the weather-stained houses, a pale yellow light gleams feebly. A solitary, unwinking eye which illuminates a narrow hallway on the fourth floor. Its sparse rays shine through the transom of a door of a room just off the hall. In the room are three occupants, two men and a boy, all sprawled on the floor in grotesque attitudes, their hands and feet tied tightly behind their backs. Suddenly, one of them stirs. This Hop. He opens his eyes, slowly, painfully, then shakes his head, trying to drive the last wispy tentacles of sleep from his brain. Struggling to sit up, he feels the pressure of the ropes around his arms and legs, and suddenly, remembering what happened, nudges the bulky figure lying next to him and calls in a hoarse whisper.
Take snap out of it. Take. Come on, fellow. Wake up.
Yeah, sure, and I just did right away. Just what a trip.
Hey, what is this? Who tied me up? Hot.
Quiet, Jack. Right here.
What kind of a gag is this? Get me loose.
I can't. That isn't a gag, fella. What gives? Somebody handed us a well-known business.
But I don't get it. Where the dickens are we?
Somewhere near the waterfront from the sound of things.
But for God's sake, what happened?
Trying to put the pieces together. We were in the cafe having dinner. We just started our soup.
Yeah.
And as near as I can remember, you and Chris both said you were sleepy. And I got sleepy, too. I think I tried to get up. Something clicked. I knew we were in trouble, but I couldn't move. I guess I passed out right after that.
Somebody put this on Mickey, huh?
It still don't make sense. Why should the waiter pull a dirty trick like that?
You don't need two guesses. We're down in La Pantera's country now.
La Pantera?
Uh-huh.
This is her way of giving us a royal welcome.
How'd she know where we was?
She know a lot of things. Let's see, there's something buzzing around in the back of my head. I can't see it. Yeah, I've got it.
Got what?
The grease monkey at the airport. Remember you said he looked at me queerly when I gave him my name?
Yeah, you laughed at me.
Sorry, I'm laughing on the other side of my face now, pal. There must be a hook up there because he suggested the Hotel Las Palmas.
By gosh, you're right. Oh, brother, where till I get my hooks into him? I'll wipe the field with him.
Hope you get the chance. From where I sit, the lie doesn't look too good.
Oh, you can't get loose?
I've been trying. Can't reach the nut.
Hey, Chris is waking up.
Scared.
Poor kid, he's calling for his pop.
Talk to him, but not loud. Don't scare him.
Chris? Hey, Chris.
Hmm?
It's me, Tank. Come on, snap by.
Tank? Oh, where's Dad?
You remember me, Chris. I'm Tank.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Hey, what happened? Hey, where are
we? Easy, boy, easy.
Hey, why am I all tied up?
We got ourselves in a little bit of trouble, but we'll be okay. Just go easy.
Are you all tied up, too?
Yeah, so's Hot.
All in the same boat, fella.
La Pantera again, isn't it? She's done it.
Smart cares, Chris.
I'm going to get her, I swear.
Hold it. I hear somebody coming. Give me a right thing.
Hernando.
Si, senor.
It's La Pantera.
I know it.
Quiet, both of
you. Yes, senor. Wait.
Si, senora. There has been no disturbance.
They have slept enough. They just thought they were all ready. Open the door.
Si.
She's coming in. I only had my hands full. Hold her, Hank.
Enter, senora.
Come in and bring your flashlight.
As you see, they are very safe.
Yeah, you did well, Hernando.
Gracias, senora.
Keep them. Wake them up.
Si,
don't bother. We're awake.
Ah, Senor Aragon, so we meet again.
Yes, we happen to be in the neighborhood and dropped in.
Your pal ain't offered us nothing to eat either.
And your floors aren't very comfortable.
So, the typical American bravado. Go on, senores. You amuse me greatly.
Did you hear that, Hop? She says we amuse her. Well, come on, let's give her some more. Maybe she'll die laughing, and I do mean die.
You are a fool, Tinker, a big fuck.
Hey, listen, nobody calls me fat and gets away with it. Dame or no dame.
That is right. Talk, senor. Make the big threat. That is all you can do.
Take these ropes off of me and I'll teach you not to laugh.
Be still, fat donkey.
Well, you too, huh? What do you just wait?
Ah, enough of this chatter.
My sentiments, exactly. What do you expect to do with it?
Oh, that depends on what you would do for me. So, senor.
I'm not very good at riddles. Sorry.
Senor, I am not a fool. I know why you have come to Mexico and why you have brought the boy Christopher with you.
You do?
You intend to find the wall which is hidden in the abandoned city. The wall with drawings that hold a great secret.
What do you know about the secret?
Enough to realize that it is most valuable. That certain government would pay much for it.
Well, then go ahead and find it.
No, senor. You will find it for me. You will take me to the abandoned city.
No, Hop, don't.
Ah, the young spitfire is awake, Corso.
You bet I am. And I won't let Hop show you where that wall is. I won't.
Relax, kid. Hop ain't gonna do no such thing.
You heard them, senor.
I refuse to accept such an answer.
Not much you can do about it, is there?
On the contrary, there is a great deal I can do about it, and will do, should you persist in being stubborn.
Now who's shooting off his mouth?
You will find that I can, back up on my statement. But for that, we shall wait. Now, I have wasted enough time here.
Oh, you're leaving so soon? We were just starting to get so chummy.
I shall return, senores, in the morning. Then you will be taken away from here. Far away to a place in the jungle where my world is lost and where I can operate without interference. There, we shall see how brave you are. Adios, senores. Come, Fernando.
Si, senor.
Rest well, senores. The morning is not far away.
The door is slammed shut, and the black-clad figure of La Pantera is hidden from view. A cold wave of utter helplessness sweeps over Hop and Tank. For they realize once they're taken into the jungle, all hope is lost. Gang, in a minute you'll hear the gripping climax of today's episode, so stand by. Now, fellas and girls, let's get back to our Air Force's up-to-date plan for aviation research.
You know, one of the things holding up much of the scientific work is a lack of information on what goes on in the sky 30 and 40 miles above the Earth. Well, this information is very important because high-speed planes and rockets must travel at high altitudes. Up there, the air is thinner than it is down on the Earth. There's less air resistance to hold back planes so they can travel faster. To find out what goes on upstairs, the Army Air Forces has been sending giant V-2 rockets straight up into the sky. Those rockets roar, and now they're helping America. When they go up, the V-2s carry a load of delicate instruments in their warheads. As the rocket shoots through the air, the instruments record valuable information, things like air pressure, wind, speed, temperature, and many others. Recently, the Air Force started using ribbon parachutes on the V-2s. So when they get to the top of their flight, the warhead with all the instruments is detached from the rest of the missile and floats slowly to Earth. That way, none of the recording equipment is broken. On another scientific research front, the Air Force is studying the sun and the effect it has on weather conditions. Besides all the heat we get from the sun, we also get mysterious cosmic rays. In spite of all the technical studies made on these rays, not much has been found out about them thus far. One other project on the Air Force's research list is the possible uses of atomic energy in airplanes. It's a new field, gang, and a big one, but our Air Force scientists are pushing ahead on all fronts. The future of aviation is a great one, and all of you should get ready to take your place in the air. But always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. The hours have passed swiftly since La Pantera's visit. Now the pale yellow light gleaming through the door transom grows dim as the first orange glow of dawn shines through the window of their room. But the time has not been wasted. Pop, Tank, and Chris have been struggling with the ropes, fighting to break free. And finally, as their torn fingernails ache and bleed from their efforts, Chris suddenly cries out in triumph.
My hands are loose. My hands are loose.
Good for you.
Not so loud. Hernando will hear you.
I'm sorry.
Come on now. Untie our hands.
Right.
Do hops first.
Sure. Hold out your arms.
There.
Oh, this is easy. Here. Okay.
Thanks. Take care of Tank. I'll untie my feet.
Yep, Chris.
I'm doing like that.
Boy, I can't wait to get my hands on that dame. I just can't wait.
There you are.
Thanks.
We're not in a clear yet. Remember, we've still got to get out of this room.
How about the window?
No, I was just going to check it.
What?
No soap. We're at least four floors up.
You're the only other way through the door.
Hernando's on the other side. He's packing a gun bigger than a cannon.
I haven't heard him moving around lately. I wonder what he's doing. Chris, climb up on my shoulders, will you?
Sure.
What's your idea?
I wanted to look through the transom.
Come on.
Still.
Yeah. I'll give you a boot, fella.
Yeah. All right, I'm up.
Take a look, but be careful.
Get a little closer to the door.
Right. You see him?
Yeah. He's sitting in a chair, propped against the door. He's asleep.
Asleep, huh? Well, what's he using? Asleep or not asleep, how can we get past him? Besides, the door's too thick. We can't break it down.
We won't have to break it down.
You expect to go through the keyhole, maybe?
No, that door's going to be unlocked and open for us.
Are you nuts? How?
By Hernando himself. He's going to have the honor and doubtful pleasure of helping us escape.
His voice low, but ringing with confidence, Hoff makes an astonishing claim. Tank merely stares at the young pilot, complete doubt of his sanity showing in his eyes. Well, we'll know what Hop plans to do tomorrow, gang, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Hop, we'll be seeing you same time, same neutral station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.